you know, all of our degree program courses, our gen ed courses. Now, so I lied just a little bit because our nursing program actually has a 10-week, and that started on May 22nd, but that was just for our students in the nursing program. So essentially, we have ready to rock and roll. Everybody's getting enrolled and lots of traffic coming and going, and it's still actually, you still have time to enroll in summer classes, and we have advisors available to help you. We're open today till 6 and tomorrow till 5, and then we're open all next week. So if there's anybody out there, maybe a student that attended a college outside of Indiana or outside the institution they're attending. So
well, and also today you've got, it's going to be like a little United Nations going on at Ivy Tech.
I know. It's always fun. It's our international student orientation. So, you know, we do have international students start anew with us every fall, spring, and summer. Our student academic advisor for the international students, Ben Grimwood, and international club advisor, Tina Mickleborough, lead students through a great orientation. You know, they talk about everything a new student needs, no matter if you're international or from the area. They're going to talk about Ivy Tech resources, immigration law. They've got to talk about things related to academic honesty and federal regulations and all of that. So an international student with us, if they're taking classes with us in the summer, they have to take 6 credit hours, so 2 courses. And they can't take any online classes. They can only take face-to-face. So,
now, Jenny, in the summertime, normally things quiet down a little bit, but there's a lot of activity going on at Ivy Tech this summer with changes and parking lots and things like that.
Yeah. You know, it's summer's when we kind of clean things up and get ready for the full academic year, because we're not using every classroom and all that good stuff. So, like you said, they're actually striping and repaving some of our parking lots areas, and so people are kind of all over the place. I walked out of the building the other day, and I was like, "Oh man, where did I park my car?" Because I, you know, usually park in the pretty close, similar spot every day, and so they're doing that, you know, the facilities team is getting, you know, the building cleaned and all that good stuff inside and out. And lots and lots and lots and lots of activities going on around campus in the summer.
And you have a special activity tomorrow because you've got a graduation there tomorrow for the Academy.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do. The Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship is holding its commencement ceremony tomorrow night, Friday, at 7 o'clock in Shreve Hall. And, you know, this is the first graduating group that is graduating after they changed the name, which is pretty cool. And really excited. I get to be their commencement speaker. And I think you know this. I've never been a commencement speaker before.
Wait a second.
One.
why haven't you spoke at commencement before?
I don't know. I got to get on the circuit, man.
Jim Inman tells me 3 weeks ago you blew away the room of 300 people at the women's event, and you're not getting speaking gigs. What's going on?
I know. I got to raise my prices, I think, because then people think I'm really, really good.
Just add a zero, and if they don't call anyhow, well, it doesn't really matter. I like that. Awesome. I like that angle. But I want to talk about that briefly, because we talked to Steve Bryant last week. Tell us about that big women's event that you took care of, because Inman couldn't stop saying great things about it.
Oh, well, he's awesome, and you know, of course, I have to pay him off too. So
first it's Keith, then it's I know who to go to.
First it's Keith. I love it. Well, I have the honor. You know, I'm a chamber officer and a board member, and I got the honor to be the MC for the Women Excel Business. It was a wonderful event at Hinkey Hall, honoring 7 women in business, and not even in business necessarily. There was a battalion chief who won an award. She was the first female to get the rank of battalion chief, Tanya Daffron, and there was an IU faculty member, and it was just a really great event, really fun. Their stories are outstanding, the way they pay forward, you know, all that they know, and you know, being a woman in different areas, especially, you know, I'll do the example of the firefighter again. I mean, you know, she's helped many young, new firefighters, women through the ranks, and guiding them and assisting them, and, you know, sharing what she knows. Anyway, the event was just really, really great, and I was honored to play a big part in it. So thanks, Jim.
did you use part of that experience to get ready for your graduation speech then now? Because it was obviously just your first one. You've got to have a plan for that, right?
Right. Well, with this graduation ceremony, it's a small, intimate group. It's about 16 students are graduating from the academy. And, you know, they're a big part of our campus because they take a lot of dual credit classes with us. And not only there when they're freshmen and sophomores, et cetera, but you know, the last 2 years, they're on our campus all the time. So, you know, I'm going to see some of these kids and I'm going to think, wait, I've seen you in the hallway. Wait a minute. You know, so they're mixed with our students. And I think, what was it, Keith, it's something like $40,000 have been saved by these families, these 16 graduates with dual credit. So they come to us with a lot of credit already.
Get ahead.
That's exactly right. We have a great, really great, strong relationship with the academy. And I'm honored to be able to be there tomorrow night and celebrate with the families.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. I'm not going to go through all your titles on a
How do you do with Steve Bryant last week with his new titles?
Steve Bryant.
He came on about 7:35. We got done about 9:20.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You might want to point this out to him, but since Steve has been on this program, the Cubs have not won a game. They've lost six straight.
And you know what? I'm a Giants fan. So you two talking about the Cubs last week, I don't know. I'm a Giants fan. I'm just saying.
That's right. Giants lost last night 3-1. We'll slide in some sports here.
Okay, move on.
Jenny, one of the things that's happening too is Amy Bryant's Breyer is leading her Bryant.
Well, yeah, you can see why.
Yeah, is leading her Limestone Symposium.
Yeah, which is always really cool. I don't even know how long this has been going on, but it's gone on for a very, very long time. The Limestone Symposium, Amy Breyer is a big, big part of it, organizing it and all of that. And it's throughout the whole month of June. There's individual classes. You can take a one-day class. You can take a whole week on how to, you know, I think Neville and my sister Marianne, who's actually here for the summer, are taking a one-day carving class out there. And you know, how cool
you can
is
take,
that
you can take one day classes
mm-hmm. a one day class so awesome
now how many one day classes you know, do I have to take
off,
to graduate
or, you know whatever it's awesome
how many
I
one
just day, think it's incredible
how many one day classes do I have to take Jenny to graduate
oh you and all, I have to sit down and talk, map out your degree program dude I'm just saying
all of them every single one of them That's quite
Every
possible. But I
them.
Think that's what people don't understand. They hear about taking a class. They say, well, I don't have 8 weeks. I don't have six weeks to do this. Well, you have other options for that.
Right, exactly. And the Limestone Symposium is a good example of that. Classes at the Center for Lifelong Learning at the Waldron are good examples of that. We have some watercolor classes, and we have some painting classes and drawing classes and lots of, you know, Bloomington is just full of so many things. I mean, look at tonight is the Comedy Festival, then you got the Limestone Symposium, and you got all these things going on all summer.
Great place to live.
The
Ivy Tech Waldron Art Center's got stuff going on. Everybody's got stuff going on. It's fantastic.
Tomorrow's First Friday from 5 to 8, so stop by the Waldron to check out what's going on there. There's some really cool things that will be displayed all the entire month, but for First Friday. It's always fun.
They're dressed up and ready to go. I drove by it this morning and I was like, "Oh, what? Oh yeah, it's the first day of June. I've got to get on point here." What else, Keith?
Jenny, before we let you go, it's not too late for people that are interested in coming to get financial aid information and sign up.
That's right. So it's to enroll to see what kind of financial aid they might have for the summer and also the fall. You know, it's never too early to think about what your plans are for the fall. You know, in fact, just get enrolled, get your financial aid settled. Our team is there to help you. They'll help you the entire way. And then you can, you know, have a good time throughout the summer working whatever you're doing. But never too late. Come on in and come and see us and let us help you out.
All right, Jenny, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Good luck on your commencement speech a little bit. When is that?
Tomorrow night.
Wow, yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm petrified.
Have you do you practice? Have you taken Keith's speech class? Maybe that would help. Maybe that's a one-day class that
Keith is my tutor. He helps me all the time.
And
so, yeah, I'm ready. Ready to rock and roll.
We know you are. We just like having fun with you, and that's part of what makes our visits on Thursday morning fun as well. All right, tell those kids congratulations and great job there. And if people need more information, what's the easiest way to get it?
Well, best way to get it, come and see us. Or if you can't come and see us, give us a call and we'll set up an appointment for whatever it is that you need. 812-332-1559.